This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Chris Witz with you. Good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions. The board game Monopoly is a famous game that's played by millions of people. Do you know the one I mean? Monopoly. Well, with its new forms of entertainment today, Monopoly has probably lost some of its attraction, but did you know how it came to be invented? Well, Charles Darrow and his wife had to overcome tremendous adversity to succeed in life. Now, I'm talking back a long time, back in 1932. Charles was out of a job, he had no money, his wife was expecting a baby, and although he was a heating engineer by profession, there were no jobs available in the town he lived, and Darrow and his wife were just barely subsisting on a few odd jobs that he could get as a handyman, so things looked very bleak. However, they are very courageous people. They actually said, well, we've just got to do something. And in the evenings, to take their minds off their troubles, they made a little game in which they could pretend they were millionaires, recalling some of the pleasant vacations in nearby Atlantic City. And so they reconstructed the area adjoining the boardwalk. And so Darrow carved hotels and houses out of small pieces of wood, and they later called that game Monopoly. Well, 3 years later, 1935, the game was marketed by Parker Brothers, and Darrow and his wife became millionaires. That's a true story about that game Monopoly. They faced very difficult times, but they didn't allow it to break them. They overcame very big odds. So here was a married couple who refused to let their difficulties overcome their joy and their faith, actually, in God, asking God for his help. So history is actually full of many people who faced their adversities and went on to great achievements. I'm thinking of someone else who had to leave school after 3 months. He was a backward child, and he came back to school 2 years later, and he had health troubles, scarlet fever, he was going deaf, and he didn't show much emotion, but he liked mechanics, he liked playing with fire. In fact, he burnt down his father's barn. He had very poor grammar, but this young boy wanted to be a scientist and a railroad mechanic. And this man, well, he became a man, was Thomas Edison, the greatest inventor of modern times. What about somebody else? Well, this boy, aged 10, his parents had died. His older brother had actually brought him up. His wife died after 13 years of marriage. They actually had 20 children from two marriages. 10 of them passed away while they were still babies. One of these children died in his 20s. And this man became a musician who was blind and paralyzed. And yet this man kept his faith in God. You know who I'm talking about? I'm talking about one of the greatest composers of religious music ever, Johann Sebastian Bach. So there's a couple of stories of people that have overcome the odds. Now, the interesting thing about those two people is that they were believers in God. They faced incredible adversity. They succeeded in life. Now, do you know that, for example, Peter Marshall, the man who is no longer, I guess, thought of very much, but there's been books written about him. He was a very influential Christian in America. And he talks about the early church, looking at the Acts of the Apostles and the early church. And he said in one of his books, they were thrown into prison, they made the cell a pulpit, and the dungeon was a choir. They were stoned, they rose from the dust bleeding, but they had an even more convincing testimony. They were whipped, but this didn't stop them from praising God all the more. Nothing could stop them. The Romans made human torches of believers to light the arenas on their holidays. Yet, in death, these Christian martyrs made converts through their strange preaching. They were hunted, they were persecuted, they were thrown to the lions, tortured, killed. Still, the numbers who made the sign of the cross grew and grew. And it's true, isn't it? The early church was a powerful and amazing example there. So that's why James in the New Testament says, be glad if you have a lot of trouble. You know that you learn to endure by having your faith tested. James said, you must learn to endure everything so that you'll be completely mature and not lacking anything. Well, Heavenly Father, today we thank you for people like that who have faced adversity. Lord, there are those facing bad times, so we just pray for them now and lift them up before you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.